good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Skyler Street. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me and I can set that up. My email address is kd2ait@kd2ait.com. We are still looking for a net controller for Monday nights. If a net controller does not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from Echoing Station.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from North Utica via Echolink. Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. And I do believe I may be the only one in the queue.
Good evening, KD2FDM. Kevin, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening again. This is KD2FBM, Kevin James. Like I say, I'm here in North Utica. I took a mad dash to Oneonta earlier today. Had to take care of some business down in the central southern tier and then rushed my way back up into the Mohawk Valley because I'm going to take care of some stuff up here for the rest of the week. And now I'm trying to unwind. So ran through a couple of thunderstorms. That was quite exciting. Cooled the temperatures down, but then they popped back up with the humidity. Right now it looks like I got about 67 degrees on the outside under partly cloudy skies, and hopefully it won't be too bumpy of a night ahead. I guess there's some storms that are popping up to our west, but maybe they'll settle down during the night. So with that being said, I will say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FBM.
All right, Kevin. Well, that sounds like you had a good day there, and it seemed to me when I was watching the radar that that's what you had. You had a lot of pop-up storms that just came out of nowhere and couldn't really see any frontal boundary, just a lot of, all of a sudden, boom, there was a storm and then it was gone. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Kevin. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside in Watson over here of 68 degrees. Temperature range today was 66 to 76, and we did have one heavy shower late afternoon. Other than that, it was a mix of sun and clouds today. And the humidity was very high. It was 76, felt more like 96. So, been puttering around the house all day. Going to do some shopping tomorrow, and then get some more things I got to putter around at. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s to everyone. And two, PFM clear.
All right, George, the humidity was a bit higher today. I noticed that. We had more clouds today, though, so, you know, one kind of canceled the other one out for me anyway. So it wasn't too bad. But all right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, what's going on tonight?
I'll say good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone on frequency here, WA2U. where it's a 66 degrees at the moment. So, yes, it was very, very humid. We usually leave the windows open, and then at in the day we shut things down, we have a dehumidifier running, so that seems to help with it. I did some work. Kathy and I spent a lot of time on the computer today trying to work out some bugs with a new gizmo that I have that you're able to copy stuff directly to an SD card and other digital forms and thumb drives and kind of like a tablet standalone. But so I got the Wi-Fi connected with that. It's kind of a neat thing, and sort of like a computer, but then yet it's in some ways a lot simpler. So I was enjoying that, and made a few phone calls and waiting for our other SiriusXM radio to arrive. So I checked on that today and paid some bills by phone, and that was it. And the weather radio went off a number of times, but I don't know, every time I came down here to East Kitchen, the radio was in that mode, you know, with an alert, but nothing was happening outside, so that's okay. I guess the next couple of days it's going to be a little cooler, and maybe the humidity will change, and see how temperatures are, and might be able to finish up the logs before the next pile arrives out there. So, had a good weekend. Had our pizza Saturday night and listened to some music Saturday and into the wee hours of Sunday, and really enjoyed it. Sit there and have our cocktails, our beverages, and be safe. And every night there's somebody celebrating something. There's somebody that's not too far from me. They have some substantial fireworks, so they must have some involvement or a good supplier. There's a reason to celebrate. They usually do it down by the lake. All right, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and say good evening to everyone, and listen, all is well here with us, WATU.
All right, well, I know how that goes. Today was a good day to pay bills. I did the same thing. Most of them online, though. I have one more I have to do here over the phone, but take my time, but I try to get as many online as I can. Saves you a lot of paperwork. I mean, even now, if you're a business in New York State, a lot of your taxes, they kind of force you to pay, file and pay online now. And that's a little annoying. When it comes to sending the government money, I like to send them, you know, a check in the mail. So it takes a while to get there. But anyway. All right, John, take care, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, it's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, not too much down this way as usual. We were kind of busy today. We got to 85. Right now we're 71, and that is full for the day. We had sprinkles, and I mean sprinkles, I don't think it even got enough to wet the ground around 5 o'clock. And that was about it. They had some storms south of us and east of us, and across Lake Ontario, I know that. But other than that, things are peaceful and quiet. So, 73s all around, KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in there, and you got more rain than us. I don't think we got any sprinkles today, so. All right, well, thanks again. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU. Hey, good evening. What's up?
Oh, same as last night. 69 degrees. On the hill here, it's all quiet, watching a recorded Ninja Warrior from earlier today, I guess, and had a good day today, sold one car. Also picked up a oil burner that we're going to try to convert to run on pure vegetable oil. Looks like it's the perfect setup to make hot water and to supplement the heating system here in the house, and still have the redundancy of the old furnace for backup in case it doesn't work, which has been a problem in the past.
Alright, Ray. Well, half of the fun in that is just doing it and figuring out how to get it to work. So, yeah, I think you'll probably get more benefit out of that than the veggie mobile, if you ask me. At least up here in the North Country, anyway. You usually need heat more than you need transportation anymore. All right, well, thanks, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
N2KKL, good evening, Jeff. No traffic.
N2KKL, Pauline, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I've been unhooked for about an hour and a half because we had storms going through, but had a good day today. It was really nice. But, yeah, it's cooling right down now, so. Anyway, good to hear you and everybody else. Good evening. And 2KKL, back to you, Jeff.
All right, Pauline. We don't mind it when it cools down at night. Makes sleeping a lot easier, I can tell you that. Well, thanks for checking in there. I haven't been able to get up to the 210 repeater lately. Every time I'm getting up to camp, it's usually on Saturday, and no net there on Saturday or Sunday, so you seem to be missing out there. But that, and I've been having some antenna issues up there, so when I do get up there on a Friday, half the time it's not working right. But we're working on that, so hopefully we'll be able to check in and catch up with you guys over there soon. All right, thanks, Pauline. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, got up here this morning at camp and got up and started, you know, had breakfast and got the place all cleaned up and got out of there before 11 o'clock, so it was starting to warm up a little bit and it was a good time to get out. We got all our firewood cut and stacked that we need for the upcoming hunting season and winter season for camp anyway, and headed back home. Didn't do a lot here. We putted around the garden for a little bit. Actually, I took a nap. I was beat from that, all that work. All that manual labor up at camp kind of wore me out a little bit. So, and did a little bit of work on the computer, and then we did my first run up on the towpath since, oh boy, I don't even remember when. So my foot's been rehabbing good. And so we gave it just a quick quarter mile try today, and we'll see how it feels in the morning. We'll be probably doing a quarter mile for the rest of the week and just make sure that there's no relapse in my plantar fasciitis there in the morning. And if all goes well, we'll step it up to a half mile and step it up and step it up. So, all right, that's all I have to report. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ with a quick query.
Go ahead, John.
I don't remember what Saturday night was. Well, one of the nights you mentioned, and congratulations on getting all the wood done. I can't say that yet. So, did you split that by hand, or did you have a mechanized assistant?
Oh, yeah, I'm using an old wood splitter. My cousin has one there in the neighboring camp, and it's old, it's slow, but it's better than swinging an axe.
I was just wondering, I Kathy and I have talked about this and a number of people. I know they used to do a lot of wonderful things in years gone by, but I just cannot imagine splitting some of the stuff that I ran through the splitter by hand. I just can't even picture that. And I was up in Boonville Forestport, I think it was it was last Thursday, and saw some splitters without the hydraulic lift on them. I'm thinking, boy, I'd have to have two people, you know, to pick that stuff up. So I'm glad I got the lift on it, but it's amazing what they did years ago with sledgehammer and wedges. Unbelievable. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, I hear you. Some of that stuff, boy, if you don't let it sit for a year or two, it's stringy. Especially that yellow birch can be real stringy, hard to get through, and some of it's knotty. And, I wouldn't want to spend a lot of time splitting that stuff by hand. I guess that's why everybody had so many kids back then. So he could divvy up that duty a little bit. But, we were just using an old wood splitter. It's short. That's the problem I have with it. It's, you're constantly stooping over it. And so what I did is I just I would surround all of it with as much blocked wood as I could, and I had a little chair next to it. And I would just sit next to it and put the wood up there and do all whatever I could reach from the chair, and then I'd get up and I'd move some more of it around me. And I think I split maybe, a couple quarter wood at least there. So it went, but it went slow. But, all right, John, thanks for the query, and we'll catch up with you. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
Yes, M2PFM with a comment on that.
Go ahead, George.
Hey, well, you're partially right, Jeff. Back then, that was one reason why they had a lot of kids. Another reason, and we're reaping the fruits of it today in the society, with smaller families, and that there aren't enough kids to take care of the parents when they get old. That's why we got nursing homes and all this other quote grand unquote stuff. And they were also a reason for large families, was so the children could help out on the farms in the summer as well, since most people back then lived on farms. That's the reason why to this day there's no required school in the summer months. But I think if we live long enough, I think that's all going to...
I wouldn't say guarantees, but there wasn't as good of health care back then, so a lot of the kids didn't make it. You had a high mortality rate for children than you do today. So if you didn't have a lot, you might find yourself with none. And, that was just a fact of the times, you know, and fortunately it's not as bad these days. So. All right, thanks, George. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Hi, AOW. Good evening, Jeff, and everyone else.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's up?
And 5AOW, not much, just got in and heard you. We were running a little late, we were down by a friend's and had dinner tonight, nice visit. So we just got back, and looks like it's, I hope my audio is alright, I just noticed a little flash here when I was talking, and the cable was moving. But it seems to be all right now. Anyway, not a whole lot going on here. I worked on some trim on the inside of the front porch today and finished up the front of it. Got the inside of the side entrance there. Work on tomorrow. Shouldn't take very long. Get another coat of paint on that and it'll be all set. So I've dressed it up since I put new windows in. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Back and forth to the saw, the planer, the router, and everything else today to make things match up and fit the way they should. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a fine evening, everyone else, and 5AOW.
All right, Bill. Yeah, I know how that goes. And you're walking back and forth, especially when you're doing angle cuts, I tell you. That's almost like a full day. That's like a 10-mile walk if you're if you're as good with woodworking as I am, which is not very good, you're constantly going back and forth to that saw. But alright, well thanks for checking in. I'm glad you had a good day, and we'll catch with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin, George, John, Jack, Ray, Pauline, and Bill for checking in tonight. It's day 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KE0FEH, listen from Echo Link.
This is KD2FPM. I am going to be signing out of this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. I'm going to be heading down to the 145.17 on my handheld radio to hook up with the guys that will be starting Octen in about 5 or 6 minutes. KD2FPM to 73 and clear.
KE0FEH, all be clear. 73, thank you.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, welcome to Acknowledge, KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Rockton tonight with or without traffic? Thank you both for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. 73's hello. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
And Pi of ALW, I didn't hear you on, Jack.
Well, you know what they used to say on that other mode? You got cotton in your ears.
I believe you're right. I had both rigs on, but HT doesn't seem to pull a signal in at times, and I guess I missed it. I missed you last night, and I thought I had to, you know, I thought I had it on, but I don't know. Maybe it's not working the way it should be.
No, I had you last night. I think it was the night before I didn't. I've had you almost every night here. As I glance down at my sheet. I just usually run, you know, a running sheet, but because I do the same three repeaters, what we call satellite repeaters, every night. But anyways, we got you. N5AOW. Bob, thank you for tagging in. Much appreciated. Any other stations? Okay, if there's any other station after AOW, please try it again. I got wiped out by Rochester. Okay, very good. Wow, I'll just say again quickly. 7-3s to all three of you. Everybody listening, actually. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.